Welcome to the Thought Arcade. On today's episode, we take a look at nostalgic movies such as Space Jam and why remakes are a bad idea.
Oh, crap. Yep. Dang.
First things first, since we're going to go into this whole Space Jam remake thing, brief stuff about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have been watching. Clippers got knocked out of playoffs.
They did.
Clippers were supposed to be in the finals for the championship.
They're supposed to be the number one seed overall.
Yeah.
They were anticipated to beat the Lakers.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Clippers-Lakers, right?
Yeah. In the conference finals. And then the finals were supposed to be Bucks and either the Clippers or the Lakers.
Yeah.
But again, the Bucks also got knocked out.
That was the letdown, were the Bucks. Like, oh my gosh.
That's why I never put money on that stuff, guy. That's why I never put money on the playoffs, dude.
Or if you do, put it on the under.
On the under. Yeah.
Put it on the under.
So, and people were complaining about the format of playoffs too now because of the fact that like it's basically in quarantine.
Yeah. Well, what I don't like about,
else, but what I like the format.
I don't like the format. I don't like that each series is 7 games.
Mm. Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot because, like, especially in the first round, you don't get that many upsets. Like, they don't happen that often, especially for one seeds. And that doesn't happen. So just make it 5 games.
And the probability if you win like 2 games, you like win the thing. Like it's already like 2 games you're in, like statistically.
Yeah, I guess I was talking more so like the quarantine bubble and everything.
Yeah,
like more so not like the general, because I mean the 7 game system has been around for a while.
Yeah,
but like the fact that every team is stuck in one space. You can't have any fans there. You can only bring X amount of family members or friends when you've exceeded a certain point in playoffs. Like, I like the format it is now. Although, yes, the 7 games is a lot.
Yeah
true. So, freaking Chris has had sushi this morning, I guess. It's 11, but you had sushi already, which is interesting. It's early lunch.
Sushi for breakfast?
So, okay, hold on.
It's sushi for brunch, dude.
So, this morning, like, I woke up early because I wanted to get some things done before we started recording. So I woke up early, took Archie for a walk real quick. Then I went to the store and I was just walking around getting things for the week. So I'm ready to go and everything. So I don't have to go to the store again. The last weekend or the weekend when I saw you guys, I had gone to sushi the very next day and I'd never had sushi in my life.
What?
Are you and serious? I fell in love with it instantly.
What? How have you not had sushi in all of your adult life?
Wow. I don't know, dude. But in College Station, there aren't any good sushi places at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got some from like some spicy sushi from HEB.
Oh, yeah.
The spicy tuna roll is good. The spicy California roll is good.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I got. The spicy California roll. It has like this spicy mayo with it.
Spicy mayo.
Have you ever had
so
spicy
good.
Mayo?
So, no, dude. Imagine letting That's a kid crazy. For the first time walk into Toys R Us when it was open, walking into Toys R Us and just saying, hey, go wild. Like, imagine how big their eyes got. That was me at sushi.
No, dude, we need to take you to a sushi bar, dude. There's a few spots I'm familiar with, and one down in Corpus too, called like Rockstar Sushi, and that place is dope, and it'll change your life, bro. Like,
I want to go back to this place called Korra, which is where I went.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They have like a revolving belt of sushi.
My brother goes there like every week.
Dude, it's so good. They had
sushi like every week.
Dang. Yeah, dude, they had eel. I had eel for the first time. It was so good. So good.
They have eel sauce too that my dad had me try. And eel sauce is good too on sushi. It's crazy. That's crazy. I can't believe you just tried it for the first time. That's cool.
can you fault me though for having sushi at 11 a.m.?
So now he's like having it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, dude.
Oh, you have no idea, dude. I right now, and the thing is it's dangerous. It's dangerous in the fact that like you can eat a lot and still not feel full or filling.
Yeah,
and you'll spend like a good $30 like at a sushi bar, dude. Like
you'll drop change,
and that's like five rolls, and you'll
Yeah. It's also not like super bad for you though. Like it's not fish. Not at all. It's not like fried or, you know, like it's steamed.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel like I overdid it afterwards too. You know, like I could be full.
It's not like
and not
coming out of
dying or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like coming out of like Golden Corral where you want to kill yourself. It's like you feel good.
Yeah.
You feel good.
You like force yourself to get the ice cream and the gummy bears and stuff at the end and you're just like, oh God, I hate myself. So Elijah's had a good morning, you said. What happened?
I have had a perfect morning.
Perfect morning.
Perfect. That's bold. Let's hear it.
So last night, we'll get into this after we go through our main topic. Mm-hmm. Me and Val had a date night I built a like tent in the living room. So like I brought the mattress out and then I put up some pillows and
you made a fort,
blanket over the couch and stuff, and made a little pillow fort.
Nice.
Strung up some lights.
You're not going to get too into detail what you did last night, did you?
No.
All right.
Accused of not watching enough Disney movies as a kid. And so we watched a bunch of Disney movies last night.
Oh, dude.
And so I brought a bunch of questions about Disney. But we had a great dinner where we made steak fries. So we got fries. And we just put a bunch of like steak and she put like guac, salsa verde, cheese, queso, all this craziness on there.
Like on the fries?
On the fries. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You guys are crazy. Yeah. That's awesome.
It was crazy. Ooh. And then we had, I had a Kit Kat for dessert, which was delicious.
Ooh.
And then this morning, though, what made it perfect was, so we still had the tents and everything up. Mm-hmm. And I got up at 8, so I got up before noon, which is a win for me.
Way before noon. That's pretty good, yeah.
And I got to watch College Game Day.
Nice.
And I got to lay in bed. And then Val went to do an errand, and then she came back. And then she made chorizo egg and cheese with bacon tacos. Forgot to do that.
Elijah's like a simple. He's just the simple life, you know. He just chills back, watches college football stuff, and gets a taco. And it's his perfect morning.
It was perfect. And then I walk. The weather's nice, like it's in the 70s. A little cloudy, a little drizzly. It's perfect,
dude.
Perfect.
That sounds amazing. That sounds so good, dude.
That does sound amazing, man. Chorizo. Chorizo egg and
chorizo
bacon and cheese. Oh,
what about you, Daniel? We're all going over on mornings. Let's hear yours.
Oh, just real simple, dude. Nothing crazy. Just woke up, took a shower, made us some eggs and took care of the pups. Just played with the dogs, the little ones for a little bit and came up here.
Made sure we were all awake.
Yeah, made sure y'all were awake. Nah, y'all were already awake.
Just so you guys know, Daniel sent us a text and said, wake your asses up. Let's go.
Let's go. 11 o'clock.
It's game day, guys. It's game day.
It is game day. It is game day. So let's talk about this LeBron James in Space Jam 2. Elijah's already come out with the name here. If you haven't seen Space Jam, needs no remake. Explain
Space
yourself.
Space Jam has no remake. Space Jam needs no remake.
Explain.
Yeah, elaborate a little bit. Yeah. I want to hear your thought. I want to hear what you have to say about no remake for it.
So, I recently watched Space Jam, like a couple months ago, mm-hmm. and it was on. I was just watching it, and it got me thinking of like how I felt, how I perceived the movie as a child versus how I see it now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, it's got Michael Jordan, but then you realize as an adult, like he really doesn't act.
He doesn't
like
do
he
anything.
Says like yeah. a total of like 10 lines in the whole movie. You know,
it's the most minimal amount of lines anybody could say in a movie
as like a starring headlining person. Yeah, yeah.
Like he says more in that PSA thing, like. Stop it. Get some help. Like he says more in that than he says like in Space Jam entirely.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that game is about the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it's really about them.
It's more focused to me around the Looney Tunes. And they play a game of basketball against this alien.
The monsters.
And these alien Goonies. Yeah. Who want to kidnap Michael Jordan and take him to his theme park and make him play basketball.
Yeah.
Where he'll always lose.
Yeah, that's super evil villain stuff, you know?
Yeah, super evil villain stuff. And I was like, why? Like, I think the majority of its fandom, especially today, is because of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And like we've commented on the past, it's just us revisiting and reliving these things as an adult. And this is a case where I don't see a purpose to it.
Agreed.
And my big thing is, so LeBron James is retired and is 30 years from now, but then the next Michael Jordan LeBron James comparison comes out and he's the phenom, he's the world's greatest basketball player, the debate ensues.
Right.
Is that person going to have to make a Space Jam 3?
Yeah. That's where I'm at too. I don't think that, and I don't know, it's just like we were talking about the other day about how we're not coming up with any new ideas. It's just, okay, he's the next Michael Jordan. Let's do the same movie. Let's just do the same dang thing. Space Jam 2. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if we need a Space Jam 2.
And I'm in the middle of watching The Last Dance. Mm-hmm. And there's an episode of it, I think episode 6, where it talks about Michael Jordan's fandom and his fame. And how, like, in the 90s, he's the number one person on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I guess I never really realized how much stuff he was in the 90s. Yeah. I mean, every sort of advertisement you could think of, every sort of PSA you could think of.
I mean, he, like, revolutionized, like, branding, too. Like, for Nike and for everything he was in.
Yeah, not only that, but he built up basketball. Because before him, basketball was coming up, like, in the middle of the night at like 2 a.m, like that's when they would show like games. The finals like that.
Were on tape delays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
shown after the late night shows.
Dude, indoor they would televise indoor soccer before they would show basketball games.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, that's how crazy it was. And then Michael Jordan came along, and then all of a sudden, basketball is so big, so huge. And then now you have like teams like the Bad Boy Pistons. Scottie Pippen also came in, Dennis Rodman, his crazy antics. Like this generation played basketball. He was the number one star leading this sport to become as big as it is today.
Right.
Yeah. And like, to be the number one like athlete in terms of like advertising. And he brought basketball not just into mainstream culture, but into pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's – and they capitalized on this ultimately with this movie. They're like, hey, let's just get a quirky thing together and let's just make a movie with the most advertised person on the planet ever, Space Jam, you know?
Yeah, you had people like, you know, Larry Bird, you know, Magic Johnson, building the NBA, you know, and then Michael Jordan comes into the picture and he's consistently fun to watch. Like this dude is constantly putting on a show. So yeah, I mean, it's fair enough that, you know, they used him as hey, let's like bring out the Looney Tunes in an awesome movie. Like let's just do that. And then
It's the guy, Bill Murray.
They have Bill Murray.
Yeah,
in that
Bill
Murray
saves the day.
Yeah,
Bill Murray's the one that really wins them that game. Let's be honest.
That's
What was cool is on the Last Dance, the Bull documentary, is I think it's that same episode 6, maybe 7, where they're showing Michael Jordan, or they're talking about Michael Jordan dirt while he's filming the movie. They built him that gym that he had, so he was able to like train still and like work out and everything for the basketball season, as well as star in a movie. Like that was I thought that was pretty cool how they were able to like talk about that a little bit and his transition from like being able to be a movie star with like 3 lines and then also play basketball.
Then play baseball and then play basketball again.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
love is baseball, which I always thought was weird because it's like Bo Jackson. Like, he would have been the greatest football player, but he chose baseball, you know?
Yeah.
And when Michael Jordan got, I'm going to say he got banned for gambling on games, and so he got suspended from the league. So he played minor league baseball. And he was like, yeah, no, baseball's my first love.
Oh, dang. Danny DeVito played that little evil alien park owner guy.
I can hear his voice.
Yeah.
That's great. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
Dude, Daniel, I think Danny DeVito did a lot of voice acting for like the for stuff.
Yeah. Dude, that's
I wanted cool. There was like that petition to get him to play Detective Pikachu for a while.
What? No way.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That would have been awesome, dude. That would have been hilarious. But I think it ended up being Ryan Reynolds, who also did a great job in Detective Pikachu. I can't deny that. I like it. Yeah. Now I did want to mention though. And this is kind of more so playing devil's advocate because LeBron James is actually not a bad actor. Mm-hmm. Like in Trainwreck was, I didn't think it was that great of a movie. I'm not a huge fan of Bill Hader or Amy Schumer, but I still watched it because LeBron was in it.
Yeah.
LeBron, I feel like, carried that movie. Like he did well, him and John Cena, but in the short scenes that John Cena was in, but LeBron James still like he killed it as like a supporting role for the movie.
Yeah,
what movie is that?
Trainwreck.
Amy Schumer gets hit in the head, and her mentality or something like that shifts, and it's
I think that's a different movie.
Is that a different movie?
Yeah. No. Trainwreck is where she like
the rom com with her and Bill Hader.
Her and this, I think, doctor dude. I don't know. Maybe she did get hit in the head. But her and this doctor dude, or this doctor guy, they start liking each other. And he's trying to work up the courage to, like, move past just being friends or whatever. And then LeBron James is his best friend. So he's just, like, trying to and he plays LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, he's playing him, and Bill Hader plays, like, his, like, physical therapist or whatever, like the guy that helps him with his body. And LeBron James is just so funny in this movie because he's like, dude, you just gotta ask her out. Like he's the most basic like bro whenever you need a wingman.
Like I think he definitely has a different charisma than Michael Jordan. And I think like what I'm scared about if they're remaking the film is what direction would they take it in instead of just a wacky Looney Tunes plot line?
Yeah.
You know?
What I've read is that it's not even going to be a sequel. It's going to be a complete reboot for sure. Like, it's not going to be a sequel to Space Jam 1. It'll be a completely new story.
Why don't you just make it a sequel?
Yeah.
Like, make them come, like, make the alien guys come back.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. It's just...
Well, that's kind of because in the original Space Jam, the little aliens, the ones that became the Monstars or whatever, they end up like befriending everybody else, right?
They like try to join the Looney Tunes, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd make more sense to just do a completely different movie than make it a sequel, just because of the fact that like they didn't really leave any room at the end of Space Jam for it to like branch out differently. It was like super linear and like ending was the ending. Yeah. I mean, it was a great movie. I loved it. But like, again, this goes into the fact that like it shouldn't even be remade. But
It's saying it'll be a reboot of the first film and will ostensibly update the plot to feel more modern. So I'm feeling like it might just be the same story, like I don't know, just with LeBron
like
James.
He's gotta play to save the Looney Tune world.
Yeah.
You know.
Check out this movie that I didn't know that LeBron James was in that movie you were talking about, but I was just looking up other movies, and he's in that Smallfoot movie. It's kind of like the Bigfoot, whatever. He's like one. He's like this dude. I don't even know. I have not seen this movie, dude. But
it was a really quiet film.
Yeah.
It's him and I forgot who plays like the main protagonist, but like he's like trying to search for Bigfoot in the Himalayas.
Yeah.
And he runs into him. So like he gets him like to his family or something like that. It's, you know, real cute. I think it's DreamWorks.
Yeah.
And it was for like a week and then I don't know how good it did, but like there's already a better credit for LeBron over Michael. So I think Michael just did Space Jam.
Yeah.
And his role, I mean, it's limited. Like, it's limited.
And the thing is also like you guys were saying before, like the personality wise, Michael's personality was a little bit more, I don't want to say reserved, but he wasn't as outgoing as LeBron was. He was very, I wouldn't say to himself, he was very focused on what he needed to get done.
Yeah.
And he did use this as an opportunity to kind of expand his brand, which was great. But at the same time, like he knew that his main focus was always going to be basketball. And I'm not saying LeBron's isn't, but this is a much smarter move for LeBron because of the fact that his branding is already huge.
Yeah.
Two, there, no one is taking a loss on this. Like everybody's going to go see Space Jam with LeBron. LeBron's going to get more notoriety when this movie comes out. Is it Disney? Is Space Jam Disney?
I think it's Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Warner Brothers is going to kill it because Looney Tunes. Everybody loves Looney Tunes, you know? And it's a nostalgia feel. Like all the older generation, us, we're all going to go see it. I'm going
to
go see it.
I think it's just playing to the nostalgia factor. And it just keeps happening. And I don't want to say I'm tired of it because I like to revisit nostalgia. Mm-hmm. But I'm tired of it.
Yeah, it's just happening too much. Like
I'm tired of the feeling of nostalgia. Like I'm tired of feeling like, dang, I wish I could be a kid again, or I wish I could just do this again.
You just keep reverting back to the past. Like you're never moving forward. You're never seeing anything new.
Like I'm too fixated on the past, and like, dang, dude, I really just want to play some N64.
Yeah.
Like Bryce Vine's song "Sour Patch Kids."
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite songs. Like he talks about going back, you know, and reliving all that stuff. You know,
yeah,
and I don't know. I just
like for me. So I see Michael Jordan and LeBron James different. I see Michael Jordan back in the day. He was just like on top of he was on top of the world basically.
He's on top of the world.
He did Space Jam just because it wasn't so he could further his career in acting or anything like that. You know, it was just like he was big. He was doing his thing. He probably, you know, he just did it for fun. Like they were just like, hey, be in this movie, you know, contract this out, whatever. And he's like, cool, whatever. I just gotta, you know, make a couple baskets and stretch out my arm real long and all that good stuff.
Yeah, like this movie was just the NBA looking to promote its brand better, and they're like, hey, we can just make a movie. Because then with this, you had other movies like the Kevin Durant one.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it was called, but like Kevin Durant has one.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Where like he. It's like Lightning or Blue Lightning or something like that.
Like Mike.
Like Mike. Yeah. Where like he hit like Mike. Yeah. And that itself was a whole campaign of advertising is be like Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's how big he was.
Song and stuff, and it's Michael Jordan playing with some kids.
And like the way I see LeBron James is like I feel that he's on top of his game. He doesn't have like everyone knows his name. But it's not the same kind of respect that people have for Michael Jordan.
The same universal appeal as Michael Jordan.
Like Michael Jordan has like a different kind of respect, in my opinion. Just in my opinion. But the way that LeBron James is kind of approaching movies and Space Jam 2 is that I feel like he's trying to actually get into acting. Like I feel like he's trying to
be like a Hollywood mogul type. Thing like that's what he wants to do rather than basketball, which is why he went to the Lakers.
Right, that's exactly what I mean. He's making strategic moves to go to LA to be in certain movies, and it's just like that. So I see it differently. I'm like Space Jam, like that's the one you want to be noticed for, you know? Like it's not like some serious role in like a drama or something. It's Space Jam, like it's a kids movie. Yeah. You know, you're not gonna, and that's what I'm worried about too. I wonder how much of a script they're going to give this guy. Because I feel like LeBron James wants a big script. You know, like I feel like he wants to be talking the whole time.
They're probably going to give him a lot.
Stuff for the film yet? I don't think they have.
No, I don't think they have. I just, that's me speculating. I you know, Michael Jordan, I had like three lines.
I agree. I feel like he'll be a producer or executive in some sort of capacity.
Yeah.
Because that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what he wants to be outside of basketball.
Yeah.
And I do think that he's thinking long term and life without basketball, like when he can't play, which will be like in his 40s
or something, you know. It could be really soon.
LeBron's gonna play until he's 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
LeBron might be the best player ever.
Yeah.
The way he keeps up.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously. But I like
Frank Gore.
it's different now because back then all they had to do was focus on like basketball and like that. I think that's what differentiates LeBron and also Michael is that Michael perfected the craft a little bit more because his main focus was basketball.
Yeah.
But now like athletes, and this isn't just for basketball either. This is like for football stars, soccer players, like they're always thinking after the fact, they're thinking more beyond the sport. And this is great for LeBron because now he'll be able to like do other things like movies. Mm-hmm. He has that school that he opened up in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
Like he'll probably try to, he might plan to open more of those. We don't know. Like he has ideas that he wants to achieve or goals he wants to achieve in the future. And he's trying to kind of set himself up.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think that's the hugest difference also is that compared to like back then, I feel like if LeBron had been around in the Jordan era, it would have been this pretty similar situation to Jordan where he was just focused on like perfecting the craft, perfecting playing basketball.
Yeah.
But now it's just so like everybody, like, let's get that bag or let's do something so that way we can get the bag in the future. So we're not worried about where money comes from when we're not playing, when we don't have these, you know, contracts that we have for basketball.
Yeah. I guess so. Like, I mean, they're set for life either way. If they retire right now, they're good. But
yeah,
I understand that they. Yeah, they're all, people they're all set. Yeah, some people don't. I mean, some people do.
Yeah, football, there are a fair amount of like football players that just don't understand how money management works.
Yeah.
Or they get into that unfortunate situation where like they'll be working with someone, their agent or someone kind of screws them over out of a lot of money.
Not only their agent, but they work with like sketchy people that are like, oh yeah, we're gonna open up all of these crazy businesses. We just need your investment, and then they don't have an investment.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's a good 30, like one of the first 30 for 30s, I think, was about that topic. I forgot the name of it. I think it's like Go Broke or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's about like athletes and like their inability to handle money.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got to get an accountant.
Like, he was getting interviewed with an NFL receiver and he was like, yeah, like I got involved with like some sort of tomato plant business thing. I wasted like $10 million and like
on tomato.
We never saw a tomato or something like that. I was like, what the
heck?
Oh
my gosh, I've never seen a tomato in my life.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they are.
No, I really think that LeBron just really wants to get into the film industry somehow. I don't think it's something that he's falling back on just monetarily speaking, but I think it's just something he really wants to make happen. But like you don't really see, I mean, these guys are amazing athletes, you know? You don't really see people like that make, you know, big careers out of acting and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a transition from being an athlete into another venture. Like, there's not a lot of that sort of going on.
If you can do it, then cool, you know?
But, like, yeah, like typically they'll go into, like, broadcasting or... Mm-hmm. They'll do some sort of like sports analyst type thing,
which is great because that's like that's their number one, you know, expertise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because look at Tony Romo. Tony Romo went from playing and now he's a commentator. Easily one of the best commentators. One of the best commentators. Yeah.
Oh, dude, easily.
Because he'll just call out like the next three plays and that's exactly what like that team does. And it's insane.
I think there's one time he's commentating and he says the next play, like his other broadcasting partner is like talking to him and then he says the play and then he continues to have the conversation with them. And the dude that's like with Tony Romo is just like, oh, that was the play.
Chris like Harlan, I think.
Yeah. You could hear him like, oh wow. He called that in like 2 seconds and then started like I wouldn't say smartest thing, but that's like the easiest thing to do. But I feel like with LeBron, he's kind of maybe trying to do something a little bit more difficult. He might want to be challenged.
He has a different drive.
Yeah.
You know, like, and we're not bashing him. Like, he should go do what he wants to do. Yeah, like, he'll probably be really good at it.
If he can do it, if he can pull it, like, he's going to be subject to scrutiny, like, as an actor or something, you know? Like, I'm not going to take him seriously in Space Jam, but if he's trying to get some sort of notoriety for his acting skills, get in some subtle stuff.
like yeah. in Heartbreak or whatever. You know, like, let's see him a little bit more. But I think he would be really good as like a producer or something like that. Yeah. You know,
like he has he has the money, he has the resources to create films and create situations where he can tell so many stories that he wants to tell. And that's actually better for us. You know, we don't want to just see LeBron James just because it's LeBron James and not be like actually emotionally connected to the story.
And not only that, but he's the best basketball player currently playing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's already been subjected to criticism all his playing career. So he's used to that. He's already grown. He's already adapted to that kind of criticism. Mm-hmm. So he understands that regardless of whatever field he goes in, whatever he does post-basketball, he understands how to deal with criticism. So he knows that criticism won't affect him. Right. So I think that's also what he's thinking. Like he can, which is a great mentality because he feels like he's on top of the world. He can do whatever he wants and he can deal with the criticism, which is not something many people can deal with.
Yeah.
Like people take criticism hard. So now if he tries to go into acting, producing, you know, tips like in the film industry, mm-hmm. he knows that like he's gonna get criticized. He knows he's gonna get all that hate, but he's gonna keep, you know, checking along. Also, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
My thing would be, I want him to, like, you know how Colby had that detail show with ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
I want him to pick up something like that first. Like, I would rather see him do something like that first and really gauge what he does.
So, real quick, what was that about? I heard about it. I just never
knew. It's Kobe Bryant literally just breaking down plays from basketball over, like, you know, the season. Mm-hmm. And, like, last year, he broke down, like, the finals games. And he, like, I mean, like, hugely, like, he's like, all right, so Kawhi had the ball here, and Fred VanVleet moves here, here, here. Here's what he could do. And then he goes over the play, you know. And I would like to see LeBron do something like that first.
Yeah, that would be really
because I want to hear that side of LeBron.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's their first love, you know. Like, that's their first passion. Like, you'd want them to stick with that just as – I mean, that's how they got into entertaining us with their skills and stuff anyway. So it's like, I mean, we'd want to see that outright.
And it could be an easier transition too, because now he's going from like playing basketball to analyzing basketball to then analyzing basketball within a movie, within a film, or like a documentary or docuseries.
Exactly.
Slowly transitioning into like small movie roles into bigger, bigger, bigger.
And but he has also a role in a film called Believe Land that I watched a long time ago about like Cleveland sports history. And it goes into the Browns, it goes into the basketball team, it goes into like hockey and stuff like that. And I think LeBron, I know he narrates a part of it, but I know he produced it. It was a really good film.
Dang.
Yeah, like, I enjoyed it. It was one of those just, you know, 30 for 30s, you know, kind of got brushed under the rug, but it was really good. Like, I want to see him make content like that rather than just acting.
Go ahead, Chris.
It could also, because like Kobe, when he was doing, you know, rest in peace, Kobe, he's an amazing player. What he did post basketball was like coach his daughter's basketball team. He like he did a child's book, I think, or about like basketball. Like I forgot what it was called. It had like magical powers. Helped
promote the WNBA.
Yeah, so
and, like, basically saved it.
Kobe was never really like fatigued from the game or tired of the game or like drained from it. Like he always wanted to be invested in basketball. LeBron, by the end of his career, could be at the point where he's just like, I'm kind of drained of the sport. Maybe I want to just move on to something different. Because so, I mean, that's also a thought too. Like maybe he's using Space Jam 2 to cement his legacy as like one of the best players currently, like within our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, once he retires, he's moving on from basketball and he's going to do his own thing just because he's, you know, drained. Because athletes do get tired of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like not every football player has become a commentator. Like once they finish football, they're just like, I want to live out my life on an island with my family, you know?
Yeah. So check this out. I'm looking up like I have a list here of 20 famous actors who started out in sports. So, number one here is obviously like The Rock. Like he like the
It's WWE
WWE.
sports,
All
though.
right.
Let's be honest.
Let's not trigger anybody. The
You're right.
WWE is acting. Sorry, people that like the WWE. So, yeah, that's already acting skills, that's already great for them. We have Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is, obviously, Mr. Universe and stuff like that. Terry Crews. I majority of these on the list play like college football, not like professional sports, but like college football. Jason Statham, you see Forrest Whitaker, also college football guy. Tommy Lee Jones, John Goodman, just a few names here, but it's not anybody that we've seen in like the pro realm. John Stewart, like that's crazy. John Stewart, like no
What did he
nobody.
play?
Yeah, let me. Yeah,
What?
John
I mean,
Stewart.
he's hilarious. I love Jon Stewart,
Yeah,
but I
on
had
the
no idea.
Daily Show. Let's see.
I
I
thought
don't
it was
know.
basketball for with him.
Soccer team? Yeah.
Oh, yo, that's
Yeah, he plays
dope. Oh, you know who
soccer.
else played soccer? Pete Wentz, and he had a scholarship at like I think Northwestern. He
Yeah.
played soccer for a year.
But with these guys, we're not talking like the best athletes ever
Yeah,
that
like
have
the
made
ones
the
that
switch
go
over.
pro.
They've dabbled, they've dabbled first and then went into different realms. So, I don't know.
It was one of those things where they made that decision like after college. Because I mean,
Yeah.
again, one of two things can happen. You could, and for most of these guys on the list, you could either continue become a professional athlete, or if you've done some acting in college and you've done these things and you've gone to acting school or whatever outside of it, you're just like, let's just go the acting realm. I think Jon Stewart was a comedian though at first.
Yeah.
His role in Big Daddy, the one with Adam Sandler,
Oh
phenomenal.
my
He was in
gosh, dude.
it for long, but I love that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's probably what it is most of those people, except for like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, decided to go into acting after college. I think Terry Crews did play professional ball
Yeah,
football.
he
Like,
did.
I think The Rock played professional ball at Miami.
Oh, really?
Thought he did.
Yeah, that's cool. I
But
know. I mean,
I
he's
wouldn't
like a
put it
come up
past him.
story for sure.
I know he's a big Cade fan. I don't
Dude,
there.
he,
Cade
I
fan.
like I okay. What y'all were saying about WWE earlier, how like most of it is acting. Yes, I agree with that. But The
Really?
Rock, I consider him an athlete
Oh, it takes
just because.
athleticism and acting skills though.
It does.
It takes both. I mean, yeah, let's
I've
not kid
seen some of
ourselves.
these like videos of like him lifting.
Oh yeah.
Oh my
Oh
gosh,
yeah,
dude, this guy's a
I guess he did go to
monster.
Miami. Yeah, he was at Miami football.
Oh,
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah,
That's what
that's
I
good.
thought. Yeah.
Was he on those what's it, the
89 through
90?
93 or
Oh
something.
my God, he was at the prime time U.
Yeah.
Like the ooh.
Oh
That's
wait,
what
say.
people like Ray Lewis and
Oh,
all those people.
they won the championship in 91.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. One of the best teams to
The
ever
Rock was
play.
with that team. Yeah, supposedly. That's cool.
So
That's cool.
Rock was already just this natural born athlete. But yeah, I like it's cool, and it's
He went
at the end of the
into
day, it's
a
cool, it's fun for like these guys to like become actors, like outside of their sports or like right after their sport. But I don't I don't think that this should be something that like should be a possibility to like remake an old movie based off nostalgia with like a current athlete.
True,
Yeah.
true
Like
that.
that's what I think is like he's using it. I'm not gonna say for like personal gain, but like he's using because he knows his brand and he knows that he can pull this off rather than just, hey, it's Nostalgia Factory in Hollywood right now, so
It
let's just
is.
remake this, because you could remake Space Jam with like a whole number of people.
Yeah.
It doesn't just have to be LeBron. It didn't have to be Michael Jordan. Like he played during the Dream Team era. You could have had Magic Johnson. You could have Larry Bird,
Well, that's
which
the
are both
thing.
featured in the film.
Space Jam 1 has I think
Charles
Bird,
Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
Bird.
It's got a few or Ewing, right? Is
Yeah,
it
Patrick
Patrick
Ewing.
Ewing?
Yeah.
So yeah, they have some people there too. Do you think they're gonna be some like Dwight Howard up in this thing, Space Jam 2?
Yeah,
gonna have Melo in this thing.
Anthony Davis is probably gonna do
just
it.
Just never on the current LA roster right now.
Really,
Andy Green's gonna come in, shoot a three, leave.
Kawhi, dude. Kawhi's just gonna be in the back.
LeBron, I know. I think Anthony Davis is gonna be in the movie. I know he was. There were talks in there. If anything, though, LeBron is also gonna bring his like friends, like Dwayne Wade.
Like will probably make Anthony, Chris
Dwayne Wade, Anthony, Bosh.
Chris Paul. Yeah.
Everybody won him a championship. He's just gonna give the hookup to.
Chris Bosh will probably. Tyronn Lue will probably make an appearance.
Tyronn Lue will probably be the coach, and then LeBron will fire him.
Hey, don't get this twisted. LeBron is the coach. Tyronn Lue is just there as decoration.
Dude, we've always thought that. Dude, we've always thought that.
I love those running memes of like LeBron, like he's like, "All right, Kuzma, if you missed a shot, I'm gonna trade you." You know,
there's a
if you don't play defense, you're getting traded.
There's an episode of The Fresh Prince where Will Smith actually starts playing basketball and he's trying to find a spot to play. So he goes to the school's gym and Carlton's already on the basketball team and they're practicing in the gym and all of them suck. Like the whole team sucks, dude. And it's crazy. And the coach like doesn't even care anymore. He's just there. And so Will Smith is like shooting with Jazz, his friend Jazz, and they're like dunking, they're like passing, doing all these plays and stuff. And he's like, "Hey, so how'd you like to, how'd you like to be on the team?" And Jazz is like, "Oh, I don't even go to school here or anything like that, you know." He's like, "Well, Will, how would you like to be on the team?" So Will gets on the team and he just dominates. So he's putting up like 70-point games like by himself, right? And just running circles around the other team. And so they're at a practice, and he's on the drawing board, and he's like, "All right, so Carlton passes to this guy, and this guy passes to this guy, and then what do? Pass it to Will." And he's like, "Correct." And then he does that to the other guys. He's like, "All right, you're going to go with this. You're going to screen here. And then what do? Pass it to Will." And I'm just like, that's LeBron James, dude. That is LeBron James.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of that meme of him and J.R. Smith.
Yes,
whenever it's like the last second and he's just like,
"Know the time."
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, imagine if he won that game. I feel like they would have had a shot instead of getting swept. But
yeah.
JR Smith probably be in Space Jam too.
Oh yeah,
LeBron loves JR Smith, dude.
I don't know why.
Yeah. JR, he's not a bad player.
He's not, but he's very aware. Yeah.
I just think they're like bros. I think they're like homies, you know?
Yeah.
I think they're.
Guess, you know what I kind of miss, though, now in professional sports is like, and this is why college sports is so much better, because I don't need a reason to hate OU. Mm. I just hate OU.
Yep.
You know, it's 11:50 a.m. and OU still sucks. You know? But in professional sports, it's hard to develop that sort of rivalry. So when you had like, the bad boy Pistons and everyone hated them. Everyone still hates Isaiah Thomas for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no sense of that like battles between these greats anymore. It's like Kevin Love and LeBron and D Wade and all these people they go out to yachts and party on the off season and they come in and they play.
Yeah.
You know, like I want a reason to hate Lakers and Clippers. I want
Russ, something.
It's not.
Sorry, real quick. Russ and Damian Lillard. That's what I want. I agree with you, and that is exactly what we need. I want that, like, maybe anger they feel towards each other.
Yeah.
Russ and Damian Lillard, every time they play, they're at each other's throat.
Yeah, and I want more of that. Like, whenever KD made his return to OKC and him and Russ went at it, like there needs to be more of that, you know, in sports. Like I want a reason because everyone tells me that like the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts are like the Texans rivals. And I'm just like, because they're in the division. I don't feel any sort of like, I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel a reason why, you know, I should be cheering against them.
Well, that's how I feel with like the Redskins, or I mean, sorry, the Washington National Team.
Washington football team.
Sorry, I almost slept. I apologize for
from this episode, please.
Oh, and, gosh, demonetized.
And the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. Like, I don't, like, I'll watch them play, and like, I know they're in the division, so obviously I want them to lose, but I don't have any hatred towards them. The Giants, yeah. I absolutely hate. I hate the Giants.
Yeah,
you don't see it much in football anymore. I think the one that stays around is the Ravens and the Steelers. That one's always like a rough game to watch. Like you're worried for their safety.
Yeah.
but yeah, there's
the Dallas Cowboy rival, which I don't understand either. Like
yeah,
Dallas has a rivalry with Pittsburgh. Did y'all know that?
No.
Really? No, I didn't.
Yeah. For no reason. It, like, if you go to, like, the Wikipedia page for Dallas, it lists their rivals, and, like, Steelers are there. Their three divisional people are there. You know, just random teams.
Just because. Like,
yeah.
It's just because it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Because you told me to.
This is why I love soccer, because the Barcelona and Real Madrid is probably one of the most known soccer. If you don't watch soccer, you know Barcelona and Real Madrid hate each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every single game, regardless of whoever's winning by X amount, whatever their place in the league is, they are always out to kill each other.
Yeah.
And they are always out. Like, you could go on YouTube and you can find a 30-minute video of the past, like, 4 years of just potential fights that could have happened between these teams.
Thrown and stuff.
Dude, and that is why I love it, because these guys, they will carry grudges when it comes to, like, their rivalry. They're like, rivalries and stuff like that. Like, Manchester City and United, I'm a Manchester City fan till I die, but the rivalry with United, like, some people you'll see go out and, like, cheap shots, dirty tackles. Like, obviously that stuff is disgusting in the game, but like it carries the rivalry, you know.
And then you go to the pub and you say you're from Man City, and then you're just gonna get shanked, you know, by holding a Guinness glass.
Dude, in Liverpool, in Liverpool, England, if you go there and you are not a Liverpool fan, you will get hurt. You will get jumped.
I'll just make fun of the team because it's Liverpool. Nah, like that's stupid. That's
disgusting.
I am not going to Liverpool with you because we will get hurt by you saying.
Probably,
that.
Yeah.
We will get punched in the throat.
In basketball, I can think of. I mean, obviously, there's the Jordan and the Magic like rivalry, like Lakers and Bulls that were kind of there in the past. And the one I can think of is Celtics Lakers. That used to be a really big thing, like Kevin Garnett and like
the only rivalry I truly know of and think of in basketball.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes to mind.
And whenever, like, especially for like me that loves basketball and stuff, it's hard to find rivalries and like personalities to dislike or like, because every day now it's just they're all buddies, they're all making films together.
Yeah,
you know, they all hang out in the off season. Like
even the Heat and the Heat
and Johnson hanging out.
I know, yeah. I know. Like the Heat and the Mavs almost had a kind of a deal, and then the Heat and OKC, I think, even had
those,
that at one time.
Yeah, for the 2011 through 2014,
because they were just constantly keeping each other out of the playoffs. Like that was actually, and then of course you have like Westbrook, who's just heated all the time. You had Harden.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah, you had Durant and Harden at OKC, and they were all heated like all the time. And they had the drive. They had the actual passion to get there because they were under so many odds, and they just kept getting put back. But you don't see that nowadays. I mean,
it's crazy because Harden and Westbrook's relationship was way better even when they split from OKC than Durant's and Westbrook's, because they were quick to turn on each other. But Harden and Westbrook didn't really talk about each other like that.
Yeah.
And then now you see Westbrook is with Harden.
Ghost Twitters came to his defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, Durant Durant left first, man. He left first. So, I mean, that tells to their relationship, too. He was looking out for himself at one point.
When I watched, like, I remember, like, the Spurs and OKC back in those days. I remember those games being
Spurs,
really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with Thiago Splitter.
Yeah. Dude, Bad Boys Pistons. We're literally, I never realized how many people were so ready to just hate one basketball team all at the same time. Literally everybody else hated the Pistons with Laimbeer and Isaiah Thomas and
it's early Dennis Rodman. He was on those teams.
I was about to say, that's where he got like all his. That's where he like started developing those crazy antics.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And it's like it's just everyone gets treated like every day now, and I mean, it's, nobody sticks around. Nobody's like. And it's like you said, they're all chilling with each other anyway. There's no stakes, you know. It's just like, let's go out
like
there.
Like, that's how, what's his name? I just said his name too. Went to Cleveland, the white guy.
Kevin Love,
yeah.
Like, he went to Cleveland because he hung out with LeBron and J.R. Smith and all those guys. Mm-hmm. And he thought about leaving, but they brought him back. And... And then they abandoned ship once they won that championship. They left
That's so bad.
Didn't he re-sign? And then, like, the very next year after he re-signed, he left?
They convinced him to re-sign for a really good deal. I mean, it was a good deal.
Yeah.
He should have taken that deal. Yeah. But they didn't let him go in free agency. They kept saying they're going to trade him. They never traded him. That poor guy got, like, pooped on.
Yeah.
You know? Like... But, like, in regards to stuff like Space Jam, like, but you can make that with a bunch of different people, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Probably not Westbrook, because he'll, like, end up punching the Monstars or something, you know?
No, because if anything, they're going to bring KD on. Like, if anything, they would bring KD onto the movie, and KD's going to be there.
Steph Curry's got to be on there, yeah, that's true.
Steph Curry's got to be on there.
And they're close. Like, Steph and LeBron are close, too. They're not, like... Yeah. They that's the thing. They've had, like... What, four championship games together, but there's no rivalry there. They are chill. They are chill together. They both hang out with the same crowd. They both know Drake. Like, they're all chill, you know?
The thing I want to give, like, Drake players like that is that, the thing I want to give there is that, like, they're also both, like, very professional players in the sense that they also understand that, like, anything that happens on the court stays on the court, and once you're off the court,
like Draymond Green, who is just a little whiny bitch. Yeah.
Say it, yes, say it. Don't be afraid, say it.
God. You know,
Draymond Green. I mean, he's a great player in the clutch, but yeah, you're right. He is.
No, he's. I'm not gonna take that away. Great defensive player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So annoying.
I mean, you have to put him against LeBron too, if you're. Yeah. You know, but he's a character. See, that's the thing. They're either a character or there's no rivalry and there's no like stakes. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to see the weird whiny stuff, and I want to see like the clutch, you know, like the classic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess like I think that's I think NBA's on an all-time high, especially with the last 2 years of like popularity and fandom and all that stuff. But like if they could do something like that and bring something like that to the game, I think it would take it to the next level and like really not compete with the NFL, but like start actually taking some numbers from them, you know? But I don't know if I would go see Space Jam 2 with LeBron. Like, I mean, a part of me wants to, but it's because I want to be.
Are you sure? I mean, check it out.
The uniforms are not good. Yeah. They should have just put the originals.
Actually, I like it. I do. The originals are way better, but I like it. I like the new jersey.
It's all right. I'm kind of growing on it, but I'm still like I don't have high expectations either.
I like the color scheme for it. Like I like the light blue and that orange kind of OKC vibe.
Yeah. You know? I always like that vibe. Yeah.
I feel like the Toon Squad, the actual wording could be like white. I feel like they should either change it to white or black, just because it's so it'll pop out a little bit more.
That's true.
If they made it white, it'd be good.
Yeah,
that's true. But match the Nike, like the match Nike, yeah.
But aside from that, I do, I like that color scheme, the orange with the sky bluish.
I mean, that's reminiscent of the actual, like the tunes
comes out of.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's the actual intro, thing for the Looney Tunes thing, and guys, it's Looney Tunes, like music tunes. Did you ever think it was called like Looney Tunes, T-O-O-N?
I thought it was T-O-O-N.
Yeah.
I knew it was T-U-N-E-S because...
It's so weird.
Yeah. It's one of those Mandela effect things.
It is. It is one of those Mandela effect
things. Like Fruit Loops is spelled with F-O-O-T.
Wait, what?
What?
Fruit Loops is misspelled. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. You what? Say that again. How is Fruit Loops spelled?
Look at the box.
Oh, dude.
What the heck? It's
Fruit Loops. Okay.
Someone pointed that out to me. I was like, "No, you're wrong." And I punched
him. No way, dude.
See, look right there.
I know. I know. It's there, dude. It's there. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy talk.
I've never once looked at the box of Fruit Loops then.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Well, cool. Now yeah, we'll
bring a whole bunch of people with that right there.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're like, no, it's misspelled.
It's misspelled. No.
Nah, man.
Get wrecked.
Mandela effect. Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's so what are y'all doing this weekend? Let's get into some all weekend right. plans. What are y'all doing?
So I just got done watching 4 Disney movies.
Nice.
And I have questions. Okay, so I watched Little Mermaid for the first time.
The first time. Oh my
god. Yeah, wait, what? For the first time?
Ever.
Did you cry? How many times did you cry though?
I didn't cry during Little Mermaid, like at
how
all.
How many songs are stuck in your head, dude? I can hear
for all of the Little Mermaid songs
stuck in my head. My question about Little Mermaid. Okay. A mermaid is a different species of animal.
Is it
that? It's a human.
It's a humanoid.
It's a humanoid. Yes, mm-hmm. But it's a fish.
Of course,
Elijah. Would Joe ever fall in love with a different species?
Hey, let me tell you right now, love knows no bounds.
Oh, jeez.
It has no bounds.
Have you seen The Shape of Water?
So, bro, have you seen True Life? Or True whatever Life. That show is. People be falling in love with their cars.
Oh, no, bro. Let's not do that, bro.
You know what I mean?
They're marrying. Yeah. This is one girl who married the Eiffel Tower, dude. She like kisses it and stuff. It's so bad. Married
a ghost in the Caribbean? Like she's on like Jamaica or some island?
Oh no, yeah.
She married a ghost. But she then had they to got go... divorced.
Oh man, that's hard. That's hard to hear, man. Sorry.
Was it infidelity?
Ryan Reynolds didn't ask me if she got ghosted.
It just felt like he wasn't really there with me. You know, like he wasn't. No, I've heard about that. She had to go out into international waters to get the actual
the marriage license
or to do the vows and stuff because like no one recognizes that that's even a thing.
No one should.
You have to go out into the water miles off coast. Okay, so then, have you seen Lighthouse? So, the Robert Pattinson dude, it's weird.
Or whatever, and they make some top-notch indie stuff.
Dude, you will actually okay, I already know how you will react. You'll just say, what the F, and you will not know what the heck's going on. That's literally how we were too. I'm like, I made a sense of the movie, but it gets into some mermaid stuff too, so it kind of answers some questions for you.
I wouldn't. I'm good fan, you know.
She looks like a girl, like half outside the water. So it's like you can kind of fall in love with that, you know?
Yeah.
That's how she usually does it, right? She gets on, like, on a rock and she's like only like half.
Yeah, she like leans up and then water splashes behind her.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we watched a really good Disney movie. Like, this one I did cry.
Oh.
I will admit it as a man.
Which one?
Frozen 2.
It's called The Princess.
Oh, The Princess and the Frog! You finally watched that, dude. You're in Louisiana,
New Orleans, and the Bayou and all that stuff. So we watched it. Oh my gosh, is it good?
That's a good one, man.
It's a good one.
Emily had me watch that one semi recently too, and I was like, dude, that one's dope.
My one of my favorite new Disney characters is Ray, the lightning bug, little Cajun guy. Oh man,
he's awesome. Yeah.
Did you watch Nightmare Before Christmas? Please tell me you watched Nightmare Before Christmas.
He's watched that.
Watch that every day in October, okay? So just all right, good.
Yeah.
And December, because it is a Halloween and Christmas movie. I don't care what people tell me.
Princess and the Frog, bro. That's like one of the more recent Disney animated movies. You got to watch the older ones.
Yeah.
But no, I'm glad you watched that one too, though. That was good.
And then we watched The Jungle Book, the OG Jungle Book.
Yes. Nice.
And this is when now I was trying to stay awake.
Yeah.
But the OG, that movie's only an hour and 20 minutes. My God. It feels like long. 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's so long. I do. I liked it, though. I watched it a long time ago as a kid. I don't really remember it. And I'm glad I rewatched it. I like the elephants.
Yeah.
The elephants that never forget, but they always forget. It's fun. And of course, Baloo. Baloo's always good.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that John Goodman voiced Baloo for some reason. He did not.
It sounds like him.
It sounds so much like him. It's somebody else.
Jungle Book. Maybe in the more recent ones. I don't know.
You've seen Lion King, right? Like the old Lion King.
A long time ago. Yeah.
Okay, so you've seen like the old Lion King, the Mulan.
I just recently watched Mulan.
The cartoon one?
Yeah, this is the original Jungle Books is a 67, 1967.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I miss that like style of animation too. Like why did Western animation just taper off into dumb stuff on Cartoon Network right now where they can't even draw a face?
Dude, what was it? Three Musketeers with like Mickey, Donald, and Goofy.
I'll try to find that one. That sounds good. I like that.
That's a good one. I love like the Mickey Mouse and stuff like that.
Oh, Bill Murray. Bill Murray does Baloo in the live action Jungle Book.
Maybe that's. I guess yeah. I got. I'm so sorry. I got those two confused.
Forgiven.
Yeah.
And I rewatched one of my favorite Disney films from as a kid, and one of the few that I got to watch, was Oliver and Company.
Oh man.
Yes. Nice.
With Tito and Dodger and stuff. And like my favorite Disney line, my dad's favorite Disney line of all time was Tito. And he's like, he's family. He's blood. Oh, we gotta go rescue him. Greatest line in any Disney film ever.
I need to rewatch
ever.
That movie, dude. I haven't it's seen that good. In a long, long time.
Dude, I didn't realize how like effed up secretly it is because like the plot is like this guy holds this girl's cat ransom for money and they talk a lot off screen about like this guy killing people.
Oh yeah, the subliminal stuff in there for adults.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. I mean, well, I was kind of horrified honestly. Oh, like how did that get past me? And so we did those four, and then we're going to watch some more on Sunday because today is all about college football's return. And
what are y'all going to watch, man? Like, what other ones are y'all going to watch?
Just more of the older stuff. Because
Which ones haven't you seen? Have you seen Pocahontas?
I have not seen Pocahontas. Oh. Don't tell Emily.
All right, you need to.
I don't want her to be disappointed in me.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't seen Pocahontas. So we'll probably watch that one. I'm not sure what else. We just recently watched Aristocats.
Aristocats, that's good. Yeah. What about the OG Pinocchio, dude?
I've never seen Pinocchio, but I don't have like a big interest in Pinocchio.
The OG Pinocchio, dude. 1940, bro. You gotta go with that one.
Maybe.
Dude, what about like Peter Pan and Beauty and the Beast? Have you seen those?
Peter Pan was sacrilege.
Crickets,
and
bro.
I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, you need to.
I want to see the Emma Watson one because it's Emma Watson.
I like that one.
It's good.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's literally just a remake of the
anime. That's the best action remake that they've done so far.
Because it's literally the same exact.
They just copied and pasted except with real people.
Yeah, it's copy and paste exactly. Control C, but, Control P, or Control V.
Watch the cartoon first. Watch the animated one first.
Yeah, I'll see. Because Val's in charge of that stuff. Like, she's the one who's picking all the stuff out. And then she, like, but it's for about the fast. I'm like, I don't know any of these films.
Yeah.
I just know the characters.
Sleeping Beauty. Have you seen Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Okay.
I've seen
Hercules.
Hercules. Yeah, that's the one you said. Yeah.
I like the
most pagan one ever. You seen it?
Wait, Tarzan?
Tarzan.
Oh yeah, I love Tarzan.
Oh okay, good.
I used to pretend I was a commentator, and I'd commentate him fighting the jaguar like all the time as a kid.
The Hunchback? Okay. Have you seen Hunchback of Notre Dame?
No.
Oh, okay. You have to see another. You have to see that one. That one's really good. Great music.
Aladdin.
It's just a great story.
I've seen Aladdin.
Oh yeah, he better have seen Aladdin. Better have seen that, man.
Yeah.
Dang, yeah, there's a lot, man. There's a lot.
Just go to the like Kingdom Hearts Wikipedia, go to each of those, and yes. they each have like all the world, and they're all based on Disney movies, and that's where you can go. Make sure you watch all of those.
See, that's why he feels like he's watched them already, because he's just watched me play Kingdom Hearts like a bunch.
But yeah, so my weekend plans was, you know, we built that tent, and that's where we're gonna be, except for today. Today is all about college football. And we're going to a birthday party here at the apartment complex. So we don't have to drive anywhere, and it's a fellow resident that works with Val.
Nice.
So we're going to do that and then continue our Disney marathon on Sunday. And then still getting stuff ready for the wedding.
Nice.
Yay!
What about you, Chris? What do you got going on this weekend?
Literally nothing.
Sick.
Chill. So you fight or anything?
No, so I've been working nonstop. I've been doing last weekend I spent like 3 days just completely running around, like running errands. It was fun. I got to see you guys. I got to see family and everything. But this weekend, me and Archie, we just want to be left alone. We want to go on walks.
Archie's like, Chris, dude, I can't do it. I can't do it this weekend, Chris.
When we got back, I couldn't find him. And I got scared. What? He was in his bed under a blanket. He was like, dude, I can't deal with this anymore. Dang. Like, sleeping.
Too he was much. Out.
Cool, dude. But yeah, I just plan on kind of relaxing this weekend so that way I can start like getting back to normal schedule this next week.
Nice.
What about you, Daniel?
Yeah, I got I recently went to IKEA with my wife and her dad, and we've kind of been inspired in the like in our bedroom setup and stuff, so we're actually gonna go back and get a couple things to like just revamp the bedroom living and stuff. That's gonna be cool. Like I'm really excited because we're like moving stuff around. We're kind of like getting rid of stuff we don't need, or you know, kind of just I don't know. It's really cool to like change it up every now and then for me. So that's dope. The park, dude. The park is open again. The dog park is open again. The pull-up bars are put back on the thing. Dude, I don't know what happened. I think they're going – I think the city, like, on I think it was on the 14th or something, they said, like, it was chill to open that stuff back up. And I am so stoked, dude. There were so many people there, and it was, like, it was almost back to normalcy type of thing. I'm going to be able to work out, be able to go for walks, take the dogs to the dog park. So that's going to be – that's going to be a big thing this weekend, so I'm stoked for that.
Nice. We all have – what's up?
We've actually been watching Looney Tunes on HBO Max, really? Too, which is actually funny that we brought this up eventually. That has actually been oddly satisfying, and, you know, I was like –
it's just the greatest ever.
It's actually like really refreshing.
Did y'all ever get into, like, the Baby Tunes? When they made of babies and stuff like that.
Yes, I remember like, Baby Tunes.
That was actually not a. I actually kind of enjoyed that show.
Oh, you do.
Because they made them all like adorable and cute and everything. They're all like kids and babies and stuff like that.
Like you're confused because Lola Bunny's like, you know, kind of cute, and then she's like a baby, and you're like, eh.
Yeah, exactly.
I truly do. Am gonna start blaming Lola Bunny for all the furries out there. Like I think that's where it started.
Yeah.
Because we all felt male children.
It had more impact on our culture than we think. So
yeah,
Space Jam. Literally,
it caused a lot of damage.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad everybody's gonna have a nice weekend. So, anyways, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing. We love all the support that we got on our last episode. Thank you for all those also helping Elijah on how to fix his mirror.
and how to file his taxes.
And how to file his taxes. So, thank you for that. Nice. We had no idea.
Yeah.
Definitely stay tuned. We're going to come out with some pretty cool episodes in the future. We have a lot of things we want to talk about and do some more of our little thought experiments, if you will. And definitely, you can find us on all major platforms. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts, you can probably find us.
YouTube.
Also on YouTube. We'll also be streaming live on Facebook, so continue to just follow us there. But then again, thank you guys. This has been another episode of the Thought Arcade. Bye.
enjoyed this podcast, please leave a positive review and follow us for future episodes. You can follow us on Twitter at ThoughtArcade1 and on Instagram at ThoughtArcade. Thank you for listening and go be great.